One day, 2 years ago, as they left a White House meeting together, Secretary of State Colin Powell commented to EPA Administrator Christine Todd Whitman that it seemed she was the Bush administration's wind dummy, a military term for a device that is thrown out of airplanes to tell which way the wind is blowing. This past Friday, Whitman left her job as head of the Environmental Protection Agency. A moderate in a conservative administration, the former New Jersey governor was often caught between the White House and environmental groups during the 29 months she served as President Bush's keeper of the environment. Joining us to assess her term is Andrew Revkin, environment reporter for the New York Times. Good morning, Andy.
Thanks for having me on.
President Bush once called Whitman a trusted friend and advisor. Now, was she that, or was she the wind dummy for this administration?
Well, from what I understand, when the White House sought advice on issues like climate or water quality, that kind of thing, they had their own internal structure for doing that anyway, that the CEQ, the Council on Environmental Quality, within the White House was close at hand and full of trusted people who had dealt with President Bush and his close aides for a long time. So I don't get the impression that there was a lot of outreach to Whitman.
Since she announced her resignation in May, she's taken a lot of pains to praise the Bush administration's record on the environment. This weekend, in fact, she has an op-ed page in the Washington Post. It chastises environmental groups and says the tone of the debate over environmental issues needs to change. And in the course of writing it, she emphasizes progress over politics, but it seems she's being very careful not to burn any bridges with the White House. I mean, is this politics, or are environmental policies making America's air cleaner, water purer, and land better protected?
The environmental issues are all very polarized right now. The trend has been clear in most of the realms, water, air, and land, toward the better. We clearly don't live in the place we lived in 30, 40 years ago that led to Silent Spring and the population bomb even anymore. The polarization comes from the economic implications of all of these things, of working on these problems. And that's probably why climate change particularly became such a hot button, and still is, for the administration, because not only were they being attacked from the environmental left, but also very much so from the right. So there's this almost impossible middle course that she seemed to seek to tread.
So what can Christine Todd Whitman point to as accomplishments of her time as EPA administrator?
Probably the biggest single thing that she held firm on and that the White House committed to as well is to push ahead with restrictions on emissions from diesel engines, particularly the off-road diesel engines, the big black smoke, sooty things you see along the sides of highways. And they kind of went in a certain direction on arsenic standards in drinking water initially, and then the administration quickly realized that that was probably a mistake for political, if not environmental, reasons. And they've pushed ahead with this, the restrictions on arsenic and water, which is another achievement that's gotten them some credit on the environmental side.
What do you consider some of the low points?
Well, my job isn't to render judgments, but is to just sort of say what's happening. My impression is the administration's stance on global warming particularly is the one that is just continuing to rankle not only the environmental groups here, but world opinion about this country. And that's probably going to continue to be one of the stickier issues this administration faces as long as it does what it has done so far. And essentially, they've drawn two lines in the sand on this issue. One is carbon dioxide, the main greenhouse gas. These are the gases that trap the sun's heat and tend to warm things up. They're dead set against having that labeled as a pollutant, meaning something like sulfur dioxide or the things that we consider more traditionally to be pollution. And the other thing is just no mandatory restrictions. The president has pushed for a lot of voluntary programs. Last year, dozens of representatives of big industry sort of stood up and did a "I pledge allegiance to the climate" kind of photo op at the White House. But there was still a lot of criticism because essentially it's all very, very slight change in the trajectory of our emissions that would result from that kind of program. And it's, again, that one's not going away.
What is the White House looking for, do you think, in Christine Todd Whitman's replacement?
Well, as we heat up the election run here, the last thing that the administration will want is for the environment to be an issue. They're trying very hard to find someone who won't sit at in the confirmation process too long and create sparks. Although it may be difficult because it is one of these acid test issues for them, as has been seen the last couple of years. The conservative groups, the libertarian anti-regulatory groups, really don't want a moderate. But the White House doesn't want sparks. So it's a tough call. And it could take as long as September, according to some people, including Whitman herself recently, for them to find someone to replace her.
Andrew Revkin is environment reporter for the New York Times and joined us from our New York bureau. Andy, thanks a lot.
You're very welcome.